Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Where every story has a deadly twist. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi. The Delphi murders remain one of the most haunting unsolved crimes in recent history. But the FBI's affidavit regarding Ron Logan's property presents compelling evidence that raises critical questions about that very investigation. Abby Williams and Liberty German brutally murdered in February of 2017 near the Monon High Bridge, the trail in Delphi, Indiana. Richard Allen, now convicted and facing the rest of his life in prison. The path to justice is marred by oversight and missed opportunities. We'll take a closer look at the FBI's probable cause affidavit. Suggestions that Ron Logan should have been the main focus of the investigation from the start. Let's take a look at that specific case from the FBI, who initially came in and said, here's what we think. The Delphi investigator said, we got this. We're good. You can go on your way now. The affidavit, signed by Special Agent Nicole Robertson, outlines in chilling detail why Logan's property and actions made him a significant person of interest. Abby and Libby's bodies were discovered approximately 1,400 feet from Logan's residence, placing him disturbingly close proximity to the crime scene. The nature of the girl's injuries, which involved significant blood loss, led investigators to believe the perpetrator would have been covered in blood, requiring immediate access to a place to clean up. Logan's proximity alone should have warranted maybe a little closer scrutiny. But proximity wasn't the only red flag. On February 14th of 2017, hours before the girls' bodies were discovered, Logan contacted a relative and asked them to lie to law enforcement about his whereabouts on February 13th. Red flag, anyone? He instructed them to say that he had picked him up around 2 p.m. and drove him to an aquarium store in Lafayette, Indiana, where he claimed to have a receipt timestamped at 5:21 p.m. However, video evidence later revealed Logan driving his truck to a local transfer station that morning, exposing his alibi as a deliberate fabrication. Let's just talk about that for a second. You have a man that is coming to you to say, I need an alibi for this very place and time. And then it just happens that two little girls are murdered and found 1,400 feet from your property. Why do you need that alibi? Why do you need any alibi if you have nothing to do with it? Logan's attempt to create a false alibi wasn't an isolated incident. The affidavit highlights Logan's history of coercing acquaintances into providing false information, showcasing a pattern of manipulative behavior. This behavior, combined with the proximity to the crime scene and a fabricated timeline, paints a very troubling picture that demanded a deeper investigation, which it did not get. Let's take a look at the physical and behavioral parallels of Bridge Guy, which you might notice behind me. The infamous video captured by Liberty German on her cell phone remains the cornerstone of the case. The suspect, known as Bridge Guy, was recorded walking across the Monon High Bridge and instructing the girls to go down the hill. The FBI affidavit emphasizes that Logan's physical build closely matches that of the man in the video. His posture, gait, and deliberate stride are eerily similar, according to both investigators and eyewitnesses, and really, probably yourself. If you just take a little look, these are images. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Logan. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Logan. Now, it's impossible to make a sure match on any of this just by images. But none of that was even attempted. There are experts out there who could put more of this together, see just how similar these two might be if you compare two of them. But remember, Ron Logan's dead. He was not on trial, so there was no interest in the prosecution to compare Bridge Guy to Ron Logan. You're not trying him. You're trying Richard Allen. So why would you go and try to make a comparison to Richard Allen and Bridge Guy if that doesn't really help your case very much? It is disturbing that these look as similar as they do. Does that make him Bridge Guy? Not necessarily, no. But if you had a look at these pictures at the time of investigating, I think you might go down that bridge a little bit further, not to make any sort of intended pun there. In addition to physical similarities, Logan's voice was noted as being not inconsistent with the voice heard on the video, which if you want to hear that, we have that in a previous video that's on our channel right now. And it's spooky. It's really spooky. Multiple individuals familiar with Logan's voice independently identified it as resembling the Bridge Guy's commands. These vocal and physical parallels, combined with Logan's proximity to the crime scene, should have elevated him to the top of the suspect list. Not so. Witnesses also recounted troubling interactions with Logo that further underscored his potential involvement. One former romantic partner described him as abusive and manipulating, recalling incidents of physical violence and threats. She revealed that Ron Logan had once said he could kill her and no one would ever find the body. Another acquaintance immediately thought the released image of Bridge Guy resembled Logan. These testimonies, while circumstantial, added to the growing pile of evidence against him. A search warrant executed on Logan's property uncovered items that raised further suspicions. Logan owned multiple firearms, knives, both of which could align with the injuries sustained by the victims. Investigators also discovered fibers and hairs at the crime scene that were analyzed but not publicly linked to any specific suspect. These unknown materials remain a critical piece of the puzzle. The affidavit also revealed that the girls' bodies appeared to have been moved and staged, a behavior often associated with perpetrators who wish to memorialize their crimes. Logan's knowledge of the area and proximity to the crime scene made it plausible that he could have carried out the murders and staged the scene without being noticed. Got right back to his house. Additionally, his cell phone data placed him near the Monon High Bridge Trail at the time of the murders, contradicting his fabricated alibi and further implicating him in the timeline of the crime. Again, why are you asking your friends to give you an alibi? The FBI's affidavit reveals that Logan was not just a person of interest to law enforcement, but also to the community. At least 15 tips were submitted naming Logan as a suspect, citing his proximity to the crime scene, his behavior, and his resemblance to Bridge Guy. Witnesses described Logan as unusually detached and unemotional in the days following the murders, a stark contrast to the community's overwhelming grief and concern. Keep in mind, this is the guy who took a large wrench and smashed it over the head of his ex-girlfriend. The ex-girlfriend, who now says, "I think he's Bridge Guy." One particularly chilling account came from a former partner who told law enforcement that she had warned others, saying, "If I end up dead, Logan did it." Another witness noted Logan's tendency to carry weapons, including knives, which added to suspicions about his possible involvement in the crime. So why was he overlooked? It's a question a lot of us have. Despite the overwhelming circumstantial evidence against Logan, local investigators appeared to deprioritize him early in the investigation. Several factors may have contributed to this decision. First, the sheer volume of tips and leads in the high-profile case, like strained resources. But keep in mind, they already told the FBI to scurry on. We got this. Why would you not want the resources of the FBI? Forcing investigators to focus on what they deemed the most actionable information. Second, jurisdictional conflicts between local authorities and the FBI may have led to the disagreement about how to proceed, with local officials asserting control over the investigation. You have the FBI there as a resource. Maybe use it. I don't know. Maybe that's a crazy thought. The lack of definitive physical evidence, such as DNA or fingerprints, tying Logan directly to the crime scene may have also played a role. Without concrete forensic proof, investigators may have hesitated to pursue Logan further, despite the circumstantial evidence outlined in the affidavit. Finally, the pressure to solve the case and provide answers to a grieving community may have also influenced investigators to shift focus to other suspects, including Richard Allen. There are still lingering questions in the pursuit of justice. The FBI's affidavit presents a compelling case against Ron Logan, one that raises serious questions about the direction of the Delphi murder investigation, his proximity to the crime scene, his fabricated alibi, his history of violence and manipulation, and his physical and vocal similarities to the Bridge Guy. They all kind of go to the same place and suggest that he warranted far greater scrutiny than he received. As Richard Allen now sits in prison for the rest of his life, Logan may have been the true perpetrator. That idea lingers in the minds of many. For the families of Abby and Libby, the pursuit of justice has been long and painful, marked by missed opportunities and lingering doubts. The FBI's affidavit is a stark reminder that the truth may still be out there waiting to be uncovered. Abby and Libby's bravery in recording the video of their killer should have been the key to solving this case. Instead, it's now become a haunting symbol of how close investigators came to finding answers. The question remains, was the real killer hiding in plain sight all along? On another video on our channel, or our podcast channel, or YouTube, we're going to go through that very affidavit, reading it word for word from the FBI, and we'll let you make your own judgments about it. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.